Welcome back. It's Todd Zwillick. Let's go to the Russia investigation now and special counsel Robert Mueller's probe into obstruction of justice and possible collusion between the Trump campaign and Russia. The New York Times reported last night that Robert Mueller now has evidence that President Trump tried to prevent Attorney General Jeff Sessions from recusing himself from that Russia investigation because the president expected the Attorney General to protect him. This was, of course, after the president fired FBI Director James Comey. Well, Sessions did recuse himself, and four Trump aides so far have been charged with felonies. But if the president doesn't have the attorney general to protect him, that doesn't mean he's alone. There's a loud drumbeat on conservative media led by Fox News, but much more quietly and more critically now, a growing number of powerful Republicans in Congress moving behind the scenes to discredit not just Robert Mueller and the Russia investigation, but the FBI. Max Kuttner is senior writer at Newsweek. He covers the FBI and the Russia investigation. Hi, Max.
Hi, Todd.
Let's start with Congress, since that's really what's important behind the scenes here. Who are the members of Congress who've been working to discredit the investigation, and what have they been saying?
Sure. So on one side, we have members of what's called the Freedom Caucus, which is on the more far right side of the Republican Party, and some members outside of that caucus. And they, for months, have been introducing non-binding resolutions, or at least one of those non-binding resolutions, and different measures, an amendment, all calling for either Mueller to step down or the narrowing of his probe, or for a timeline to be set on the probe. And basically, they are saying that this probe is corrupt. Mueller is corrupt. His team has too many conflicts of interest. This thing needs to end and end fast.
Now, that's a very public discrediting of the investigation. And two members of the Freedom Caucus yesterday called for the Attorney General, Jeff Sessions, to step down, saying that he's essentially lost control of Robert Mueller. It sounds like they want Jeff Sessions out of the way since he's recused himself. Do they want an attorney general who can gain control of Robert Mueller?
Well, I've spoken with different analysts and observers of this, and there's some confusion about whether if a new attorney general were to come in, what happens to the Mueller probe, since it's not the attorney general right now. It's the deputy attorney general, Rod Rosenstein, who's overseeing that. And my understanding is that, yes, a new attorney general would then take over the probe from Rod Rosenstein, which would solve a lot of the issues that some of these people have with it. That's because Rod Rosenstein is the one who has been overseeing the scope of the probe, and a new attorney general could be a person who could narrow it. That said, appointing a new attorney general, going through the nomination and confirmation processes, obviously that takes a lot of time.
All right. Now, Max, that's some of the activities going on in public, non-binding resolutions, op-eds and stuff like that. But let's go behind the scenes a little bit. Just the other day, Rod Rosenstein was seen going into Speaker Paul Ryan's office. We now know what they were talking about. Devin Nunes, who is the chairman of the House Intelligence Committee, which has its own Russia investigation going on, charged with investigating Russia's role in interfering in the election, now reports that Devin Nunes is issuing subpoenas, turning his committee essentially against the FBI, and calling not only for lots and lots of documents to be turned over, but calling for many members of Mueller's investigative team, former members, to go in front of the committee and potentially justify some of their own political leanings. What's Devin Nunes doing?
So I spoke with members of the House Intelligence Committee yesterday, and basically what's happening here is Politico has called this a parallel investigation. My understanding, it's more of an extension of the Russia probe. And basically, instead of going after the main tenets that were laid out almost a year ago, with the House Intelligence Committee saying how it would pursue this Russia investigation, an investigation into links between political campaigns and Russia, now this extension of the investigation is looking at the FBI, the Justice Department, and the dossier. So while there are several probes going on right now in the House across different committees into the Hillary Clinton email case and former FBI Director Comey's handling of that case, my understanding is that this House Intelligence Committee extended investigation is looking at the Fusion GPS dossier. And so they did have a big success, as you're mentioning, earlier this week, where the FBI and the Justice Department did agree to provide documents and witnesses to this intelligence committee. And those witnesses include Peter Strzok, who was a member of Mueller's team. He was a senior FBI official, and he was removed from Mueller's team because of anti-Trump text messages he exchanged.
So it sounds like a situation, you call it an extension of the House Intel investigation. Others call them parallel investigations.
Yes, that's how it was described to me. And so I spoke with a Republican on that and Democratic ranking member Adam Schiff. And I think it's safe to say the minority, the Dems on this committee, want to stick to the original mandate of the Russia probe and are worried as this sort of goes into a new direction.
Devin Nunes had recused himself from his committee's Russia investigation. He's back. Is he steering this committee to try to discredit some of the key evidence that could affect President Trump, the Steele dossier and other evidence?
My understanding, Todd, from Democrats on the House Intelligence Committee is, in fact, that Chairman Nunes wants to protect the White House. That's what I have heard from Democrats. Obviously, Republicans on this committee are saying different things. I spoke with one yesterday, and he said this isn't about discrediting the Justice Department. This isn't about preparing in advance for Mueller to release any kind of final report that we could then discredit. This is just about making sure we have an FBI and a Justice Department that is doing everything by the book. And that's the position they're taking on it.
And at the same time, can we conclude with pretty good confidence that everything Chairman Nunes is doing is being done with the approval of the Speaker, of Paul Ryan?
Well, given Speaker Ryan's meeting the other day with Rod Rosenstein and I believe FBI Director Chris Wray, which then is said to have led to this agreement for witnesses and documents, I think that he is involved. We could say Speaker Ryan is involved in this.
Max Kuttner, senior writer at Newsweek, covering the FBI and the Russia investigations as more Republicans use their power behind the scenes to investigate the Justice Department itself and the FBI. Max, thanks.
Thanks, Todd.
There's a lot going on right now. Mounting economic inequality, threats to democracy, environmental disaster, the sour stench of chaos in the air. I'm Brooke Gladstone, host of WNYC's On the Media. Want to understand the reasons and the meanings of the narratives that led us here, and maybe how to head them off at the pass? That's On the Media's specialty. Take a listen wherever you get your podcasts.